Last week, we had a service with the Young Professionals Ministry in the park. And one of the things that we did is we just spent time meditating on what an incredible privilege it is to have Jesus as our mediator. We looked at some of the mediators of the Old Testament, and maybe you're familiar with the story. I don't have a lot of time to get into it, but two mediators in particular stood out or stand out in my mind. One was Moses. That's when the people, I'll just say, of Israel were going a very bad direction. We'll just sum it up that way. They're rebelling against God. They were ignoring his voice and began doing things, we'll just say, that were bad. That's an understatement. And God was needing to let them have the consequences that they for their sin. The consequence he warned them would be theirs for their sin, their rebellion. And it says that Moses stood up in the breach. He stood in the breach. He got between the two parties, God and man, and begged for God to be merciful toward Israel. And he was. God loves intermediaries. God loves when somebody's willing to stand up on behalf of the people and do righteous things. And the other Old Testament example is probably the best example of really standing up and for righteousness, and that's the example of Phineas. And again, without getting into the story, it's an R-rated story bordering on X. I don't know if there is X anymore, but whatever they call it. But it was a very bad sexual story where the people of God were doing unthinkable things. And it said that Phineas stood up and took action and defended the honor of his God. You know, they're great stories. But they really point us ahead to the greatest story, and that is the story of our mediator, Jesus Christ. And I'm just going to read two passages real quickly. One that describes Christ as the mediator of a new covenant, and it says he's the mediator of a new covenant that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance. That's in Hebrews 9:15. Now, you are those who have been called. God has called you into a relationship with him, and he has made an audacious promise that you are going to have this inheritance that will be with you for eternity. And it said the only way you get that is with the mediator, Christ, and his sacrifice. 1 Timothy 2:5 says there's only one mediator between God and man, and that's the man, Christ Jesus. So one of the things we did, and I'm going to ask Stephen and Matt and Mia to come up, is we had various people share last week about their perspective on Christ as their mediator, as their intermediary, if you want to call it. You guys can come up. That means come on up. Hey, there you go. Don't be shy. And I asked a few of them to come back this week and just share with you, just to spur on your thoughts of what it means and what a privilege it is to have Christ as your intermediary.
Yeah, so the hardest point in my life was a few years ago, and it was also the farthest away I've ever felt from God, which is not a great combination. It was around my 22nd birthday, and I got a card from Helen, which I'm sure many of you guys have gotten birthday cards from Helen. And in that card, she said, "You and God is a part of you, and I have faith that you're going to find your way back because he's a part of you." And so I have been thinking about John 14 in verses 19 through 20. It says, "Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you will also live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. You, God, and Jesus are intertwined." And that is one of my favorite things about God being my mediator, is that no matter what, we can deeply embrace the fact that we are never separated from God, and he is a part of us, and that will never change.
So when Jim asked this question, if you think of an example, the first thing that came to my mind was Thomas. And when Jesus comes to the disciples and Thomas isn't there, and he explains, here's what's happening. And then in John 20:24, it says, "Now Thomas, one of the 12, was not with the other disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, 'We have seen the Lord.' But he said to them, 'Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my fingers where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe.'" And I think that's really easy for me to connect with. It's much harder for me to understand and believe unless I can see something. But to me, the coolest part of the story is when Jesus comes the next week, he is speaking and he says, "Peace be with you." And then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, see my hands, reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting me and believe." And it wasn't that Thomas was like, "Hey, I would like to see this and put my hand here and make sure that it was." Jesus knew exactly what Thomas was feeling. So he made the connection, right? Of, I'm not going to wait for Thomas to say, "Hey, I've been doubting, let me see." It's, "Let me show you," and set that example of kind of who Jesus is. So that was what stuck out to me.
What do I appreciate about Jesus being our intermediary? And the short answer is everything. But to be more granular than that, I appreciate that Jesus, the Son of God, became flesh to do so, that he overcame temptation, suffering, and betrayal, and that he endured the cross for us, that despite all he went through, his desire to save us was not diminished, and that in each of us he saw a precious treasure, a lost lamb, and someone worthy of the kingdom of heaven. Despite our shortcomings, our blemishes, and our faults, Jesus was and is ready to reconcile for us, to heal us, and lead us to the kingdom of heaven. And I think back to like when after Jesus has been resurrected and he's with Peter, there's just that moment where he asks Peter, like, "Do you love me?" And Peter says, "Yes, Lord." And he does this three times, and I don't think it comes from like a place of torture, but you know, it's sort of this beautiful moment of love and healing. And that despite being betrayed, despite Peter denying Christ, Christ still saw Peter as Cephas, as the stone on which he would build his church upon, and that mercy and that love and that grace is emblematic of who Christ is for us as an intermediary and as a mediator. So that's what was on my heart.
That's awesome. Let's pray together. Let's pray. Father, thank you for sending Jesus. Thank you for you coming down in the flesh, so that we can learn what it means to serve a God who is endless in love and endless in mercy. And I love, Father, the way that you are gentle with us, that we see in Christ, especially the examples that were just brought up. God, it's an honor to take the Lord's Supper now, to remember his death, to remember that night, that final night on earth when he took the cup and gave thanks, and he took the bread and gave thanks, and he said, "This is my body and this is my blood. Do this in remembrance of me." God, as your saints here on earth, as your children, we want to take the cup and the bread in a worthy manner, remembering the death of our Lord, but remembering what an incredible intermediary he has been for us. Thank you for being a merciful God. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.